Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's the final hour, Jones and Keefe, here on a Patriots Friday.
Final hour of the Rich Keefe work week here.
That's right.
Well, it's Friday.
It is Friday, Jones.
The year's work year is what I meant to say. Not work week, yeah. Work year.
Some well-deserved time off coming up for me.
Yeah, it's true. That is very much true. Yeah. So you can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Speaking of Keefe, we got the keys to Patriots and Bills on Sunday coming up very shortly. And who better to ask about the Pats and the Bills than Patriots defensive lineman Dietrich Wise? He joins us here on a Patriots Friday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich, how you doing?
Let's get his key to the game.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Run off the rip. Do you have a key to the game this Sunday?
A key to the game?
Yeah.
That's right.
Like to win,
yep.
Like that.
Hopefully to win. Yeah,
yeah, keep it close.
Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yep.
Yeah. So the key to the game this week was really push me containing Josh in the pocket, tackling very well, and just doing our job at the highest ability. That's pretty much it.
I love it.
All right, nice. That's a good key.
That's good.
We'll add that to my keys.
We'll get that in there. We'll see who has the better keys, Dietrich Wise. Or Rich Keefe. I mean, the Bills are, we asked this to DeMarcus Covington just moments ago on the show. You guys have had some tough matchups. This offense seems to present a lot of problems. What jumps out to you when you watch them on tape?
Well, yeah, it's probably pretty much the same thing I said. They have a really good receiving core. The guys are doing really, really well this year. Cook, the running back, is doing well as well. So both of those combined with a good quarterback poses a lot of challenges if you're not prepared for them.
Is he the biggest quarterback that you face now, or maybe even have faced? Like, I'm sure, you know, he's the same height as you, so you guys are staring right at each other. You probably don't outweigh him by a whole lot. Like, I know there are a lot of big quarterbacks. Hell, you guys even have a big quarterback now in Drake May, but standing next to him or trying to tackle him, is Josh Allen right up there at the top?
No. He's not the big quarterback I face.
Who do you got?
Who's a bigger hoss?
Before. Who's bigger than him?
Yeah.
You had Ben Roethlisberger. You had Cam Newton. You had Phillip Rivers. And then Anthony Richardson. They're all big.
Got it.
Big quarterbacks.
This wouldn't be my first stupid question, but is that something you're like real cognizant of going into the game, or do you kind of get back there and you're like, holy crap, like this guy's, you know, I got to bring him down now? Or is that something you go in with the mindset of, no, this is not an easy guy to bring down, this is a different beast?
No, I don't really think about those type of things. My mindset is always the same when I get into the backfield, bring him down. I use the same force to kill a fly the same force I do with slapping, ripping on the field. So I use it may be excessive with a smaller running back or a smaller quarterback than is a big running back or a big quarterback. So I use the same force. I don't really care who's back there, big or small. The main thing is to bring it down.
Do you like playing in the cold? It looks like it's going to be pretty cold. No snow, but freezing this weekend.
I love playing in the cold. It doesn't matter to me. Cold weather, warm weather, rainy, snow, sleet. It pretty much, to me, is like football. Anything is really football weather. If you watch one of those old football NFL film games where, like, the guys talking, and they say it's like the Green Bay versus the Bears, and it's snowing. That's the type of things that I think about when I'm playing in snow or cold weather. So I love playing in different elements.
You can see the breath. That's when you really know it's a cold game. When I'm watching in my little toasty house on my couch with my blanket and my beers, and I watch it, you see the breath going, and you're like, oh, that's cold there. That's good football weather.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have some elements, I think, in the college football playoff, which starts tonight. We got Indiana and Notre Dame. You asked us last time you were on, Dietrich, who do we have, Georgia or Texas? Keith, in your face, it was Georgia. Texas wound up losing.
Yeah.
They're both in the college football playoff. Do you like the format with the on-campus games? You get four teams getting a bye. You get 12 teams in. Do you like the college football playoff format, and would you have liked to have had that around when you were in school?
I would have liked to have that around when I was in school. I'd like to have a lot of things that college football has right now when I'm in school. But
fair point.
But it's different. It adds a different element to the game. And I'm really excited to see how the first year of this bracket is going to be like. So I'm cheering for right now. I know you didn't ask me, but I'm going ahead and cheer for I think Saturday SMU plays Penn.
Penn State first game. Yep.
That's the first game. So I'm gonna see what SMU has, being from Dallas. I'm gonna see what they're about, and I kind of just want to see what all these teams do. So it's gonna be exciting.
Do you root for teams that are from the SEC in your conference, or do you root against them? Like, would you rather not see them win?
I just want to see good football.
Okay,
that's pretty much it. I want to see good football so I can talk about it later on, or just be like, wow, this is a good game, you know? That's why I watch college football. Anything outside Arkansas Razorbacks, when they're playing, I cheer for them.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody else, I see good ball.
What do you think of the NFL playing Christmas games? You know, it's one thing if it's a Sunday or a Saturday or even a Monday. You're like, all right, it just happens to fall on that day. But playing games on a Wednesday, like a doubleheader on a Wednesday, what's your thoughts on that?
Very interesting. I know basketball does it. So it's. I think they're trying to have the same energy, like the Thanksgiving games. So it's very different. I haven't really put too much thought in it. Besides that, that's pretty much it.
All right.
Are you going to watch on Christmas Day, or you got a tradition you do, like a movie you watch or anything? What do you do on Christmas Day?
You know, I haven't thought that far.
One day at a time.
I watch football. Yeah, pretty much, but. I will be enjoying family. That's one thing I will be doing. So,
okay.
Congratulations! We didn't talk to you since we found out you were nominated for
Walter Payton Man of the Year.
So, congratulations on that!
Congrats on that! Wonderful recognition.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
What does that mean to you? That's something we shouldn't take lightly. We should have asked you about that earlier. What does that mean to you?
It's a wonderful nominee. I'm very grateful. To be nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. I know he did a lot of great things on the field, but I've always heard of the great things that he did off the field as well. So it was very fitting to have that award named after him, and to just pretty much be amongst and rub shoulders with the people who were nominated and who won it in the past has also been something that's been a big honor. So I've been very grateful these last couple of weeks with this nomination. So it's been pretty cool.
Oh, no, it's a very cool honor, and congratulations on it again. Before we let you go, we put you on the spot to start by asking for a key to the game. I know from time to time you like to put us on the spot. Any questions for us before you go?
Sure. I don't think I'll talk to you. So what is your favorite – both of y'all's favorite Christmas song holiday song?
Ooh, favorite Christmas or holiday song. It's a good one. You know what I've been listening to a lot of lately is a little of Kelly Clarkson. It's a cover. Wow. Run, Run, Rudolph is a good version of that Run, Run, Rudolph. Very popular in the Jones household right now.
I like Christmas Wrapping. Mm-hmm. Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Oh.
You heard that one? You've heard it. Yeah. Yeah. I like that one a lot.
I may have heard it.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. How about Christmas movie?
A Muppet Family Christmas. Not to be confused with Muppet Christmas Carol, which is also a good choice, but Muppet Family Christmas was an old TV movie, which is my favorite.
I'm a Home Alone guy. Yeah. Christian Gonzalez came on Monday. Yeah, he said Home Alone 2. I'm a Home Alone guy, yeah.
Home Alone. Okay. Okay. Do you think that's the best series, best movie series?
Christmas? Yes.
Of all time?
Yes. Yeah, move over Godfather. Home Alone 1 and 2, yes.
All right, well, you got to answer your own questions. Good. Before you go, what's your favorite song and favorite movie?
Man, you know, it's probably be what is it? I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That's a good song.
Love it.
I forgot who
that's a good one. White Christmas,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Movie.
And then, it's gonna be. I don't know. That's a good one.
All right.
I don't know. That's a good one. What's a good quick Christmas movie?
Gremlins?
It's Wonderful Life?
No. What's the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that was a...
Yeah.
That didn't do well in our tiers. I can tell you that.
That's all right.
But, you
people
know,
like it. A lot of people were mad that we ranked it low, so that's good.
Jingle All the Way. Best Christmas movie.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a good one. So it has Sinbad in it. Sinbad, him.
I'm gonna have to give it a rewatch.
Yeah, no, it's a good cast.
Okay. That's a good one.
Okay. Well, Dietrich Wise, best of luck on Sunday.
Sir.
Happy holidays. Yep. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You as well. See you later.
All right. Dietrich Wise. Jingle All the Way.
Nice.
Also some foreshadowing with that Christmas song.
Also, never considered Home Alone best movie series.
Yeah.
Best franchise.
Not Star
the
Wars.
Third one,
you
I think
they went, all the ones without
not Star
Macaulay
Wars.
Culkin.
They went off the cliff. Yeah, not the Batman Dark Knight trilogy with Christopher Nolan.
No.
But if you guys considered Home Alone 1, 2, and 3,
yeah, Lord of the Rings. Okay, so we are. Shame on us. Yeah, let's go do it.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now,
what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, 4 of them come correct, and see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
All right, finally, it is time for Keefe's keys to Patriots Bills. Pats come in 3-11. Bills 11-3. Patriots are getting 14 points, and we have an over-under of 46.5, the same total from last week's game against the Cardinals. This game will take place at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. A special 4:25 kickoff on Sunday just for you and me. Kickoff temperatures are expected to be at 15 degrees, a.k.a. bring your beers inside type of cold. Can't leave them outside.
Ah, they'll freeze, pop everywhere.
If the opening kickoff gets returned for a touchdown this week, it will mark the third straight game where the opening kickoff has been returned for a score in a game between the Patriots and Bills in Buffalo.
Wow, Jalen Reagor?
In Sean McDermott's first year as head coach, he won 9 games and snapped a 17-year Bills playoff drought, to which Gerard Mayo said, "I don't think you're allowed to do that." Since getting engaged to Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen is the best player in the world.
As teammates said, that's why he's playing so well.
It might be.
Huh.
It might be. You know what I also was thinking about? Is this a sign? Christian Gonzalez on Monday said one of his favorite superheroes is Hawkeye. Do you know who the new Hawkeye is and in the MCU? Haley Steinfeld.
Wow.
Whoa. Figure that out.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Riddle me that.
Get back to me on that one if you don't mind. Josh Allen has 2 first names, and bad ones at that. All the Joshes and Allens are taking strays today. Drake May has 2 last names, so something's gotta give.
I noticed you didn't rate those names.
Kicker Joey Sly connected on a team record 63-yard field goal at the end of the second quarter at San Francisco on September 29th. It is the second 60-yard field goal of his career. He connected on a 61-yard field goal versus Philadelphia on October 29th, 2023, when he played for Washington. If he connects on a 60-yard field goal this week at Buffalo, he will join Brandon Aubrey, Greg Zuerlein, Matt Prater, and Brett Maher as the only players with at least three 60-yard field goals.
I feel like I knew that, Keith.
The Bills are undefeated at home this season.
Uh-oh.
The Buffalo Bill with the second most receiving yards in franchise history, Eric Moulds, is in the news this week. He's accused of knowingly infecting a woman with herpes. The woman was initially informed by Moulds' pregnant fiance.
They have a good history of good guys in that organization.
The Buffalo Bill with the second most rushing yards in franchise history, O.J. Simpson, isn't just the ultimate jock. He's appeared in dozens of movies and TV shows. You might know him as Lee Hayes from Detour to Terror, Joe Gallagher in Goldie and the Boxer Go to Hollywood, Michael Brennan in Cocaine and Blue Eyes, or as the guy who for sure killed two people in 1994.
He's their second leading rusher.
Josh Allen has more wins in December than any other month.
Yeah, where are your keys?
Well, the Bills have retired three numbers, including the number 78 worn by Bruce Smith, who famously failed to record a single sack in a wild card loss to Tony Boselli and the Jaguars in 1996. That performance alone launched Boselli into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, something that Smith is still salty about to this day. Hunter Henry enters this week ranked fifth among New England tight ends with 195 receptions and needs five receptions against Buffalo this week to become the fifth New England tight end to reach 200 receptions.
Still in the top five.
The Bills have never won the Super Bowl, but according to my research, they actually played in four straight Super Bowls but lost them all.
Rough.
In 129 matchups, the Patriots hold a 78-50-1 record over the Bills. And what makes the most impressive thing is the Pats won two of those games with Mac Jones. Mac Jones.
He threw three times in one of those.
Chip Nuzzo was a defensive back for the Buffalo Bills in 1987, but he's not just the ultimate jock.
Oh?
Under the new name, Chris DiNozzo, the actor appeared in at least 40 TV shows, video games, and movies. You would know Chris from The Office, where he played Joe the Hot Dog Vendor, Donnie Peanuts from Whacked, and from the Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, he was an uncredited passerby.
That's on his IMDb page.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it in Orchard Park on Sunday.
All right, I'm thinking, add all those up.
Bills in the over.
Bills cover for
Bills
sure.
In
yeah,
the
Bills
over.
In the over.
Bills
like
in
that.
The over.
They can hit
Bills
the over by themselves. Yeah.
Bills in the over.
But I wasn't sure until I heard all the keys.
Bills in the over. It adds up.
What was the name of the actor there?
Chris.
DiNozzo.
It was Chip Nuzzo, 1987, D-back for the Buffalo Thrills.
Okay, so those are the keys.
Do you know what their cheerleaders are called?
Should we, when we put that online, should we put Dietrich Wise's key, maybe just piggyback in there as well, yes?
Do you know what their cheerleaders are called?
I don't.
The Buffalo Jills.
The Jills?
That's for real, yeah. One of them was a bartender near Hobart. Yeah.
Oh!
A Buffalo Jill. I met a real-life Buffalo Jill once. Met.
Yeah. No, I know. I hear that. She's good.
Yeah.
That's all I meant to ask. She's good.
She seemed nice.
Okay. Buffalo Jills.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the Bills covering this weekend personally. Mm-hmm. But you never know until you hear all the keys. 617-779-7937. It's your phone number to jump in line. We have WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock. We have the Clip du Jour on the way. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. But first, it's time for Grab Bag.
I love playing two-hand touch. Eating way too much, watching my team win with the
grab bag. Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Now, we did talk about the Celtics losing last night. They are right back in action tomorrow at Chicago. So a home-and-home with the Chicago Bulls, not to be confused with the Buffalo Bulls.
Or the Buffalo Jills.
Or the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So a little quick road trip, Chicago, and then at Orlando on Monday before coming home to face Philadelphia on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I still think the biggest stat from last night and takeaway, beyond the Celtics have already lost as many home games as they did a year ago.
That's a good stat.
It was 108 three-point attempts on 191 field goals between the two teams last night. 57% of
Let
the
it
attempts.
Fly.
Like a perfect timing for that game.
Right.
Bitching about it the last couple of days.
Have yourself a merry little grab bag. Jones and Keefe middays. From now on, your grab bag will be miles away.
Boston Bruins in action last night, wrapping up their five-game road trip. I got a point. Lost in overtime to the Edmonton Oilers. So they go 2-2-1 on the five-game road trip. It was a Swayman night.
And I was going to say it was disappointing for two reasons last night. Yeah. One, they were up two goals. Although that's a hard lead to protect in hockey. Some say the most difficult lead to protect
I would say the most.
You saw that play out last night.
The most difficult. Well, that's what happened to Calgary. They were down two and came back and won.
Good point. In Calgary.
Do not get up two.
And so, the first goal Swayman gave up last night was brutal. The overtime winner, big juicy rebound to get knocked home, and then McDavid beats him in the middle, which I think you can wrap your head around, although I do not know what Zadorov was doing on that one. Not like I expect him, the big stiff, to stop someone like Connor McDavid, but that was frustrating. You're up two goals, and again, Swayman gives up a softie. Next thing you know, it's a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you're dealing with. All right, let me know what you think of this.
Oh. Grab, grab, back, 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 grab, grab, back, back, back.
Good start.
Back, is it?
Back, dreaming of a one, back, grab, just like the grab I used to bring.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listener submission's a good idea, a great idea, or a bad idea.
Yeah.
I haven't really decided yet.
This individual's done other ones, though?
Yeah.
Good.
Thanks.
Good. Nice.
Thanks for that. College football playoff begins tonight, Jones. How locked in overall this weekend are you going to be to the college football playoff? Starts with a good one, Notre Dame and Indiana, 8 o'clock tonight. I will be locked in. And then tomorrow at high noon, SMU Penn State, 4 o'clock, Clemson, Texas. So they'll both be going up against NFL games. And then 8 o'clock, maybe the best game, Ohio State and Tennessee.
So I think that is the best game. I'm definitely watching tonight. I'll definitely watch Ohio State, Tennessee. I might ping pong back and forth between the NFL and college football. I think I'm going to watch more college football, but it depends on the game. If SMU's down three touchdowns against Penn State, I'm probably going to watch a lot of that Chiefs game. But they have an hour to rope me in. Like the nice thing about that game tomorrow, that's the one I'm looking forward to the least. I think it'll be the least competitive, SMU and Penn State. But Dietrich Weiss said it. If SMU opens eyes and it's a close game, I'll probably hang with that over watching the Texans and the Chiefs. So I plan on watching a lot, but it's going to be dependent on if the games are close.
Check the halls with grab bag.
Any Sunday games are you looking forward to? With the Patriots move to 425, looking at some of the ones, they're not great. Giants, Falcons, Lions, Bears, Browns, Bengals, Titans, Colts, Rams, Jets, Eagles, Commanders.
That's, like the one.
That's your game right there.
I mean, that's probably the best game. Besides maybe isn't the Sunday Nighter? The Sunday Nighter is just a high total.
Yeah, Bucks, Cowboys, nope.
I mean,
Niners, Dolphins, like a lot of games that should have maybe been Seahawks, Vikings.
That's what I was
going to
say. Maybe that one, and that's at 4 o'clock, but it's nothing like last week where you had arguably two of the games of the year when you had Philly and Pittsburgh and then, of course, Detroit and Buffalo. It's not as bad as last weekend where I feel like I'm missing stuff by watching the Patriots. But Minnesota, Seattle, and then, yeah, that Eagles and Washington game is a good one, too.
It's beginning to look a lot like grab bag. Every afternoon, oh. Jones and Keefe will keep you entertained every midday with Keefe's Keys and Hot Patriots Takes Two. It's beginning to look a lot like grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
That's a winner.
This year.
That's a winner.
Once again, Radio Chick from the Twitch chat with that submission. Have you been following your guy Linus Olmark recently, Jones?
Well, I hadn't been until I was Googling goalie contracts in the middle of our Razor interview yesterday, and I said, ah, crap.
Yeah.
He's turned it on all of a sudden.
Last seven starts for Linus Olmark.
Uh-huh.
7-0.
Yeah, that's good.
967 save percentage.
Uh-huh.
.99 goals against.
That's good.
Two shutouts.
Yep.
And an assist.
So what are you saying?
Kicking ass. The best goalie in the league.
What are you saying?
Some are saying he's the best goalie in the league. Hey, although Korpisalo has been pretty good.
I was going to say.
The bet wasn't Swayman or Linus. Not even a bet, but the statement wasn't even Swayman or Linus. It was Korpisalo or Linus.
Korpisalo or Linus.
And Korpisalo has been better than I thought.
Olmark's gone on an absolute tear. He still is, Olmark has gone on a tear, rather. 237 goals against the 256 against Korpisalo. 916 save percentage versus 901. So even going on a tear for a month.
Yeah.
He still isn't that far away from Korpisalo, but
no.
I'm sweating that bet out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Have a holly jolly grab bag.
Chris Cotillo tweeted this out. We have an official name for the Red Sox documentary on Netflix.
Oh.
You ready for this?
So I liked the comeback. That was Red Sox and Yankees' official name for last year's?
Yeah, what do you call last year's Red Sox documentary?
Full Throttle.
That would have been a great title.
That'd be a good one.
And, of course, it's got to be title colon more title. That's usually how they go.
Yeah.
It's The Clubhouse
colon
A Year with the Red Sox.
Oh.
Not great, Bob.
Well, really burnt the midnight oil figuring out that one.
That's very generic. Although, in fairness,
you're not going to offend anybody with that.
That's like naming a radio show these days, just picking two people's names.
That's true.
There's nothing creative with that.
Yeah.
Jones and Keefe. Red Sox a season in the clubhouse.
Well,
we tried doing
the dork and the dink. What was that we were trying to do?
It was the dork and the dick is what it was. Right. I don't know if that
ever catch on.
I don't know if that ever fully caught on.
Right on.
I know, but it was a good idea.
Yeah, it was.
It's beginning to look a lot like
grab bag.
So we have two of those.
Yeah.
Again, good tail there.
A little bit more at the end. It leaves you wanting a little more.
Yeah.
Just a skosh more. Best NBA performer from last night. And it was a loaded slate, Jones. I'll give you five nominees for the best performance from last night.
I think I had my pick.
Karl Anthony Towns,
yep.
32 points, 20 rebounds, and 6 assists. Victor Wembanyama, 42 points, 6 boards, 5 dimes.
Also good.
Cameron Johnson, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. Nikola Jokic, 34-6-8, and Zach LaVine against the best team in basketball, 36-6-4.
So I would go Towns over Wemby for this reason. Those are the two for me.
Yeah.
I would go Towns over Wemby. He did it against Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Did it against his former team, so give it to him.
All right.
In a win.
All right.
Have a holly jolly
grab bag.
Did I do that one?
You did?
Yes,
Nick is nodding.
Two times ago.
I don't. Did he?
Here we go. This is what I meant to do.
Grandma got run over by a
grab bag.
Thank you very much.
There it is.
Thank you very much. Netflix has signed a deal with FIFA to air the Women's World Cup. So Netflix is getting in on that sweet, sweet live action.
Women's World Cup colon what?
Women's soccer colon the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
You see, well, I don't want to jump the gun. Is this later on in the grab bag?
What do you got?
You keep going.
No, you keep going.
I had a soccer point to bring up. Did you see the Reds made a big transaction?
Hey, you want to see crazy? I'll tell you.
Now, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real
grab bag.
Who do you have?
Some striker from Inter Miami. I saw they spent a bunch of money.
Messi?
He was on that team.
Suarez?
He was second on the team. No, he scored Messi? More than Suarez. He's second on the team behind Messi. Yeah.
Who is it?
Campanero? I don't remember his name. Something like that.
Him.
Can you use it in a sentence?
All right. Inter.
That's
Miami.
A good get. They were
Revolution.
A wagon last year.
No, they spent, but they like legitimately spent money.
The Rev season starts in 2 weeks.
Campagna.
Okay.
Leonardo Campagna.
Love it.
Inter Miami.
Hell yeah.
How about that?
here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
Nelson Aguilar ruled out for the Ravens against the Steelers.
Oh, boy.
So if you're hoping to play Nelson Aguilar this weekend, you're out of luck.
Thanks.
You're out of luck. Not happening.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Is it Kelly Gruber? We already have a guest on the text line. Is it Kelly Gruber?
Oh, I like Kelly Gruber. That's a good choice, but it is not Kelly Gruber.
Darn it.
It is a outfielder, played a little first base, maybe late in his career, but mostly an outfielder.
Okay.
With five teams, the Seattle Mariners, Kansas City Royals, Philadelphia Phillies, New York Yankees, and L.A. Angels.
Mm.
He played from...
I want those teams one more time. I'm sorry.
All right, sorry. Mariners.
Royals?
Royals.
Yep.
Phillies.
Uh-huh.
Yankees. Angels.
Okay.
He has not one, not two, but three top 25 finishes in the MVP race.
Well, this is not. I was thinking like Jared Dyson. He's out.
24th, 21st, and 20th. He is a one-time All-Star.
Okay.
A one-time All-Star. He would throw right, but he would bat left.
Okay.
In a lefty stick.
Uh-huh.
What year? What team for the All-Star? Yeah.
Debut. Oh, All-Star with the Phillies in 2009. Broke into the majors. I mean, only four games, but broke in 1996. And then his last year was 2014, so that's a 19-year wow career or whatever. Let's see. Highs?
An All-Star in 2009 with the Phillies.
That's right.
So he was old.
He was old when they were
World Series or going to the World Series. Yeah. He was on those teams?
He hit 34 bombs that year.
The year he's an All-Star?
Yeah. He had, and then in 06 with Seattle, he hit 33 bombs. Can roll out of bed 20 bombs.
Oh.
Lefty bat. It's Socky a dinger. Wouldn't do much else.
Oh.
Career 272 hitter. 801 OPS.
That's real nice.
305 career home runs. Not terrible.
I feel like we should get
Raul Ibanez.
Wow.
He got it.
There it is.
Nick. That is not who I was thinking of, but right when he said it, I'm like, that's got a chance.
What a way to go into the weekend, Nick.
It's up. That's got a chance. That's why. Oh, nice one, Nick.
Yeah. Raul Ibanez. He was a late bloomer, as they say. He was an All-Star at 37.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Push-ups and grilled chicken.
Is that what?
Yeah, that's all it was.
It's like skins off the chicken.
Yeah.
Want the more protein.
Let's see. I don't see it in the Twitch chat. That doesn't mean they didn't get it. Sometimes we get a lot of guesses there.
Text line had it.
I see a Rob Deere.
Text line had it. No, not Kent Herbeck.
Not Spike Owen.
It wasn't Spike Owen.
Nope. Not Bobby Abreu.
The spelling
needs some work, but it's in there. You're right. Yes.
Can you guys do Carl Pavano one day? Well, tune in to find out.
I'm not going
to
rule that out.
I would say it every day.
Yeah. I'd say there's a good chance.
Carl Pavano.
Could be Monday.
That's how you play a random baseball player.
Okay. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We got WEEI Afternoons, Arcan and Hart, and we have the clip du jour. Stay tuned for it. It's next.
This is like my favorite. If I had to pick one favorite, I like a lot of them. You can't listen to the same one over and over again.
I have heard this.
It's great.
This is the one you said to Dietrich Wise?
Yeah. It's called Christmas Rapping by Waitresses.
He sang us his favorite Christmas song.
He did.
And then his favorite movie was Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to give it a rewatch.
Yeah.
Well, I get it.
That was good stuff with Dietrich Wise. He even gave us a key to the game, for God's sakes.
He did. Yeah, it's up now at Jones and Keefe on social media.
That was pretty good. Are you ready for the clip du jour now?
I think so. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today it is going to be me telling a story about a little bit of an incident I had with my dog in the backyard yesterday. Oh, when you mentioned the cats and stuff, do you know what my dog was eating yesterday?
Cat scat.
No, a rabbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked outside.
That's an odd transition. Yeah.
He's eating a bunny.
Speaking of cats, my dog is eating a rabbit.
So I was looking out woodland critters that are in my backyard. We have a long history of this. So I'm staring outside, and he's doing the thing where it looks like he's like his head's going up and down.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just sniffing. He's into something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, great. So I got to go out there. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like all excited. He's like flying around the backyard. And I'm like, what is it? Rabbit foot.
Oh, boy.
Gnawing on a rabbit foot. Oh. So now it's only a matter of time until he gets worms.
Yeah,
that's
probably
happened before.
Oh, that,
I think what happens
that
is
happened before?
Yeah, he got worms. That's what we're going to call it. I got worms. They said worms once. Consider him lucky.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a nice big backyard. He can go around. There's all kinds of nonsense out there. And so one time, I think what must have happened was these hawks come down and like eat these rabbits.
I'll drop something in.
They like, but they like to eat the brains. They like to eat, so they leave like carcass sometimes.
It was like the fish at the old at the 100%. Old radio station. It was like 100%. Yeah, I told you about that.
So I look out there, like, what the hell is that? The little furry bunny foot. And you just gnawing on it. I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. Yeah, and then he's like licking your face, and you're like, oh, this is not good.
He's got worms. I got worms.
Sleeps in the bed with us. It's
you
a
don't
whole,
want
it's
any
whole thing.
Of that. So you heard the fish there. I know Arcan knows the fish I'm talking
about.
The
infamous fish.
Plus, Christian, Arcan also did. I didn't see it until the break, but Arcan did get Raul Ibanez.
Raul Ibanez.
Well, baseball player of the day.
Got that one. I was a big, it's another fantasy baseball thing. That's the only reason. By the way, we called each other about our sweaters today.
Yeah, so
look at Arcan and Jones dressed the same.
I almost wore the hoodie that Keith is wearing.
Yeah.
A nice Christmas gift from our boss here today.
Right.
But Arcan and I apparently dressed exactly the same.
Basically the same time.
Yeah.
Different color pants, but yes, same tops for sure.
About that,
a good photo opportunity by the tree, maybe.
Yeah, it's a good call. It's the crossover with WEEI Afternoons. Arcan and Hart.
I don't know if he's going to make it or not. Andy Hart has a very long commute, as you may or may not know. We've been getting texts all afternoon saying, "Hey, wow, it's really 128. It's a real parking lot, you know."
Which feet of snow out
there?
Sure
it is. He may miss the bell.
Yeah, boy.
We hope to have
you guys going to do stop time today.
Part of the show.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Changing it up on him.
Starting earlier?
Seems like it, yes. Mike Giardi is going to be joining the show today, as he is wont to do on Fridays. We got our Buffalo Bills scouting report, which, Keith, people in the Twitch chat say is too similar to Keith's Keys, which is not.
Boy.
I don't mention Tony Baselli. Ever. In I've never
not,
once
not
done
not heard it once.
So then it's not Keys. People need to understand that.
You guys do Ultimate Jocks?
Ultimate Jocks.
That's very different.
It's not even close.
There's
so,
an Eric Molds item in there you might want to
stay
away from him.
Yeah.
It's not good.
See, I was going to say, maybe I want to focus on that one more.
What I don't get about that is how the wife had to tell the girl that she had heard that she didn't know.
So my guess is you don't.
You had to hear
from what I've heard is you don't know right away. And then so she was probably talking. I guess the fiance reached out to her and was like, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Get ready
Merry
for this.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, get ready for this. And then now she is suing him. Yeah.
The Dave Chappelle sketch where it was, I might not be around every day, but every once in a while I pop up and say, hey, that's herpes.
That's,
I think. That's what I learned from Dave Chappelle.
It's sad,
So that's WEEI Afternoons, Arcan and Baby Heart. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Give the perfect gift this year. The 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you can receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Something for you, something for them.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the 99 Restaurant.
Just like Eric Mold.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure is.
Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Everyone have a great weekend. Keith? Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'll talk to you next year.
Okay, we'll talk to Keith next year. I'll be here on Monday for a Patriots Monday. So we'll talk to you then Monday morning at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.